hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game.
It's Stevie's Minor Hockey Talk on River Country.
Yes, welcome to my very first Stevie's Minor Hockey Talk. Now, I am by no means a hockey professional. I'm just always amazed at how hard these kids work on their sport and how serious they take it. And of course, the parents who have jobs and other kids to look after, bringing these kids to their games and practices is a lot of work and a lot of dedication from both child and parent. And I thought, let's shine a little light on them and enter Stevie's Minor Hockey Talk. I've got 16 teams that are going to be my guests for the next 16 weeks. We're going to be doing them every Friday until I get the last team on. So I want you to tune in at 4 o'clock on Fridays, and we'll be doing that. Right now, I'm very excited to welcome my very first team. I've got the U11A Broncos here with me right now. I have Donovan Little, Madden Jeb, and I have Oakley Rebalkin. We're going to start with you, Madden. How you doing?
Good.
All right. Well, how does it feel to be part of a team, Madden?
Really good.
What's your coach's name?
Coach Ron.
And is Ron a good guy?
Yeah.
What are some of the things that your team can work on right now? What could you be better at?
Maybe passing and maybe not cutting over at the blue line.
And who are you playing coming up? Are you looking forward to that contest?
We have one more game and then we're done for the year.
And who are you playing next?
Blue Gloss.
And do you have a hard time with those guys?
Yep.
Yep. You're going to beat them this time though, aren't you?
Yep.
All right. I like to hear that. Who's your favorite player and your favorite team in the NHL?
I don't have a favorite player, but I have a favorite goalie.
Okay, who's that?
Philip Grubauer.
Oh, what do you like about him?
He's a really good goalie, and I like how his good saves are, and how good he can catch the puck.
That's awesome. Now, do your parents embarrass you when they go to some of your games? They're in the stands there kind of yelling and screaming stuff out. I know with boy one and two, my children, I used to embarrass them all the time. What are some of the things that your parents are yelling out there in the stands?
Skate harder.
Skate harder. Skate faster. Does it bug you when they do that or do you like it?
It doesn't matter.
That's good stuff. You know how hard your parents work at getting you to your sport every day, right?
Yeah.
And practices. What do you want to say to your parents for doing all that for you?
Thank you.
There you go. All right, we're going to talk to Oakley now. Hi, Oakley. How are you?
Good.
Good. How old are you, Oakley?
9.
How long have you been playing hockey?
About 6 or 5 years.
Now, I see that big D on your shirt, so that means you're a D-man, I understand.
Yeah.
Now, what's your mindset when you're doing a game? Do you have any pregame rituals or anything like superstitions and stuff that you guys do?
We stretch and we do a special shooting technique called horseshoe.
Horseshoe? What's that about?
So one person goes, and then the other person in the other line passes, and then they skate and then shoot, and then the person that passes goes straight after it if they pass.
Oh, okay. I see what's going on there. Now, do you do anything in the summer to keep yourself conditioned for the hockey season?
Not really.
Not really? All right, let me ask you something. Now, how old did you say you were?
9.
9. Do you have any girls checking you out in the stands there?
I do not know.
You don't think so? You should see the big smile on his face right now. I'm pretty sure there's some girls checking you hockey players out. No, not at all. I was going to ask you if it distracted you, if they were girls in the audience. Do you think it would distract you?
The only girl that's watching me is my mom.
Is your mom. That's adorable. Well, thanks for that. So, Oakley, who's your favorite NHL player and why?
Connor McDavid.
Why do you like Connor McDavid so much?
Because he's a really good player, and I just like how he always skates with the puck.
So you hope to be him one day? Do you have any aspirations to be in the NHL?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay. All right, Donovan, you're my next victim. So what age did you start skating, Donovan?
4.
4 years old. Now, did you know it was hockey that you wanted to play when you started to skate?
Well, when I was three, I was on the ice, and I didn't really like it.
Oh, and then what changed your mind?
All my friends and stuff, they started playing hockey, so I all right, let me just start and play hockey.
That's awesome. Which professional hockey player would you like to meet the most? Who's your idol?
Marc-Andre Fleury.
What do you like about him?
That he's a really good goalie. I really wish he was on the Vegas Golden Knights.
Is that your favorite team?
Yeah.
Why do you like Vegas? They're a pretty new team, aren't they?
Yeah.
Why do you like them so much?
I'm not sure. I just like the name of them, and they're pretty good.
Okay, all right. What would you say to someone interested in hockey that's kind of on the fence or have never been to a game or never played hockey before? Do you think it's a good game for them to get into?
Yeah, I would think so.
You would think so? All right. Well, let me ask you a question. Now, your coach, at the beginning of every game, you're in the dressing room. He must be giving you the hockey talk, I understand.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I like the way you say that. So give me an example of some of the things that your coach is saying to you guys in the dressing room before the game to get you pumped.
Well, once in a while, he walks in the game, he just comes into the dressing room, yeah, let's win this game, boys.
Yeah, just get your morale up and going, stuff like that. Now, you must realize how hard it is for your parents, either your mom and your dad, to get you to games and get you to practices when they've got, you might have brothers and sisters and your parents work. It's a pretty hard thing for your parents all the time, huh?
Yeah, yesterday we had practice and my dad realized we went to Napa because we usually have practices in Napa, and he looked on his phone and he realized it was in Peace River, so...
Ah, all right, let me ask you one more question. If you had to guess, who do you think is going to win the cup this year?
I'm not sure. I'm really want Vegas to.
For sure. They're your favorite team, right?
Yep.
Well, that's awesome. Well, you guys are all so smart and so great. I appreciate you coming on the show. Now, I understand, before we go, you guys are going to introduce the next song. All right, off you go.
It's Morgan Wallen now.
With the whiskey glasses right here on River Country.
You guys are definitely after my job. Thank you so much for coming in, guys.